Hey, thanks for holding. This is Charlie.
Charlie, this is Floyd.
Floyd, how you doing?
I called your motherfucking ass this morning.
You did. I called you and you didn't answer, and I sent you a text. I said, you know what? He might be busy. I'm going to give him some time.
Oh, you called this morning? I didn't get your call.
Oh, no? Yeah, I called at 10 a.m. I called right when I got in the office for you.
Okay, perfect. Don't worry. I got the numbers for you. I'm ready to go.
Okay, let me pull everything up for you, okay? Just give me one second here. So did they tell you what happened? Why everything was down?
Nope. I cussed their ass out this morning. And told them that I had an important bill to pay yesterday, and they was like, oh, I'm sorry, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know the bullshit.
Yeah. It's kind of scary, though, huh, when the bank system goes down and your money's locked up.
Oh, my God. It was crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like, oh, man. But no worries. We got it all under control now. I'm just going to make sure that I have everything correct here for you, okay? So I want to make sure that my tech team has your website, everything like that.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, I'm an asshole. I'm not going to lie to you. I am. I'm not a nice person when it comes down to the business, you know? I mean, if you my friend, see Charlie, you my friend, you know, right now. You just my friend.
Right.
But when we start working together, I don't think you're going to like me, Charlie.
No, I think I am going to like you. And I think, you're spending money with us. So we got to get your results,
yes.
And that's the bottom line. So we're going to put you in the areas
yes,
you want to get found in, so that way you can get
that's
calls
all
directly.
To it. Yes.
Yeah,
and that's all I'm going to probably be an asshole about, to be honest with you. So if you guys doing y'all job, man, I'm going to keep – if you guys making me money, I'm going to make you guys money. Put it this way. Put it that way. If I see this work – this system here is working for me – I'm not going to change up. I'm not going to switch it up.
Right. Right. No, we're going to get you going. That's what's going to be. All right. Let me just update this. Okay. Floyd, you still there?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So, I just have to fix the date here on your account.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then, all right, Floyd, so... Just to make sure everything's correct, on the card that you're going to be using, is it your first and last name or is it your company name?
Yeah, I hear you.
Did you hear what I said? I said on the card that you're going to use, are you going to use the... What does it say on there? Is it first and last name or is it your company name?
It's my company name.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, let me just make sure. Okay. Okay, and then for the address, is it the card for the billing address? What's the billing address is 530 Washington Street?
No, it's 1. Damn. Oh, I don't even have a address on here. They did it off with my bank. So it's like my bank address because I got the card sent to my bank.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a bank address, but you need an address?
For the billing address, yes. That's what it asks for. For the card.
You know,
when you use a purchase.
Yes, it's 530 Washington Street, Parmalat, Wisconsin.
Okay. And then it's the zip code is 54935.
Yes.
Okay. And then are you going to be using a debit or a credit card?
This is going to be a Visa card.
Okay. Visa card. Okay. And then I'm ready for the number
41 60 67 6900. 00 07 14 997.
Okay. I'm gonna have to read this back. I think I missed. Read it back to me again. I'm sorry. It was 41.
Yes, 41. 67.
Okay. 67.
6900. 00 07 14 97.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the expiration date.
8-9-5. No, that ain't the expiration date. I'm sorry. The expiration date is
08-28. And then the security code.
8-9-5.
Okay. And then, Floyd, we do everything to protect you as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up this what's called a security question. This way we know that it's always you calling in and you always know it's us that you're talking to, okay?
Okay.
So I got three questions for you. You can have one of them, all right? So I have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in.
No,
the city you were born in. Or your pet's first name. Your first pet's name.
How about my first child's name?
I can only give you one of these names.
Okay, I call.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call. Yeah. My mama. Just put my mama maiden name in.
Okay. And what's mother's maiden name? What's mom's name?
My mama name is Marilyn Martin. I don't know how to spell the motherfucker either, so I don't even have
to. Okay, don't worry.
But it's Marilyn Martin.
Okay. Marilyn Martin, I gotcha.
Marilyn, yep.
Yep.
Come on, man.
All right, let me put this in here. So every time we call or you call in to you, you're gonna say the Marilyn Martin when we ask you this security question, okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Say that again.
I said every time we call you with updates, we're always gonna ask you what your mother's maiden name. When you call in, we're gonna
ask you
that. So it'd always be Marilyn Martin, okay?
Okay.
Alright, here. So, alright. I have everything set here for you. What I'm gonna do right now, Floyd, is I'm going to take you what's called a voice verification really quick, okay?
Okay.
It's an added protection for you, so that way, you know, I do have you on a pre-discounted pre-agreement, so it is a protection that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice, all right?
Okay.
If you don't understand something, just stop me and I'll clarify and review it for you. Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before processing the transaction. Sounds good?
No. Say that again. You got a what?
I said, I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yeah, man. I trust you, Charlie. That's the reason I just wanted to talk to you. And I don't want to talk to nobody else, Charlie. I know your name, man.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to nobody else.
I'm just taking you through our voice verification here. So this is protocol.
Oh,
for,
I trust you. I trust you, bro.
I know. I just got to do it for our stuff here. It will be sent to you. And then as well, you will have an account manager. So you can call me whenever you want. I'm going to give you my number. But
I thought you was my account manager.
I'm not the tech guy.
my account manager?
I will be your point of reference, so you can call me and I can call you, but you will receive updates from my tech team that is doing the actual marketing for you. We're a massive company. We got 70 people here, okay? So you're
good. Oh, man, Charlie,
you're in
so
good hands.
You ain't going to be the one? Huh?
You're in good hands. I'm going to be checking up on you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to call you.
Okay.
You can call me.
Okay.
You still got my number.
Okay.
All right. I'm not, this isn't the last time you're talking to me.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
All right. So here we go.
Charlie. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. I'm going to take you through this voice verification really quickly. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Firebrush Painting, LLC.
Awesome. Please state your name and title in the business.
Floyd Martin, CEO or owner of the business.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. Are you an authorized user on the billing account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please, as you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local/ and not another company. Okay, so that's Mother's Maiden name, all right, buddy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/?
If it ain't from you, I don't want it.
My tech team will send you.
I didn't say that wrong. I'm telling you the truth. I don't want it. I don't want it. I just want whoever on your team to get in touch with me.
Yes. It's my team.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. So the calls are going to come from an 877-635-6225 number. Okay. That's my team's number. That's the one I was texting you with. Okay.
Okay.
In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I don't even know what that means.
If you hire another company, you'll let us know.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm not planning on hiring nobody else.
I know. Google just has us work with only one company per area. So if there's two companies that are Google Channel partners working, we have to know about it. So that's all we're saying.
Yeah,
all right?
For sure.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and count setup will be charged today, which is September 1st, in the non-refundable of $1,300. This is a six-month payment, okay? So we are doing this for 6 months, all right? At the end of the six, right before the end of the 6 months, we're going to have a conversation on what you would like to do from there, if you want to go month to month or if you would like to extend that 6 months, okay? So I'll be in touch with you
That's
as well.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
If you making me, see, I want to see 30,000 out of this.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to prevent charges from your next month's service of billing. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. We're going to have a conversation for that anyway, so, and we're going to be staying in touch, all right?
Y'all going to be emailing me that as well, right?
Yes, sir. You're going to get this in an email.
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not canceling. I hope not. And then on top of that, go ahead. I know, I think this is the part that you got to say, or this is script, right? This is what you got to say, right?
For what?
What you telling me now, you got to say that stuff, right?
I have to say that, yes. That's
right,
just protocol,
right, okay,
that's just
so
policy,
can,
so, yeah.
Right, so I can ignore all that. Not ignore it, but I'm not thinking about, I hope this works, and,
yeah.
I mean, it's $1,300. I'm not saying that it's not a bunch of money, but it's worth it, I could say, and I wanted to see what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get I'm thinking of $30,000 out this whole ordeal. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So that's what I'm looking at. I know you guys going to do a good job. I hope y'all do a good job because I don't want to fire nobody. And
I hear you.
And you know what I'm saying? I just want the $30,000. That's how I'm looking at it.
Right. So I just try to.
If y'all can bring me $30,000, I can give y'all more money.
Yeah. The price would stay at the $1,300 every 6 months. That's more profit.
Right. I know that, but you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, though. So I just tried to run the card. Because I did go through the process of, you know, everything did agree to the terms and conditions. It said that it declined, Floyd.
Oh, my fucking God, man. Listen, man. Hold on. Let me call the bank right quick. I'm going to call you right back, Charlie. Let me call the fucking bank right now.
All right.